Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, temperatures are mild, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a pleasant day, while Eilut remains sunny. A beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. has launched powerful strikes against Iran in response to Iran firing on ships in the Strait of Hormuz, according to JNS from 3 hours ago. CENTCOM stated that Iran's actions were aggressive, dangerous, and violated the ceasefire. Also, earlier today, the IDF reportedly killed 7 people in Gaza, including a terror operative, an aid worker, and a child, as per the Times of Israel. In the South Hebron Hills, 6 were hurt in a settler attack, with Prime Minister Netanyahu blaming lenient courts for unchecked violence. Also this hour, the U.S. launched strikes against Iran, retaliating for alleged targeting of commercial vessels, says JTA. This escalation could impact U.S.-Iran diplomatic talks. Separately, explosions were heard in southern Iran, including Keshmi Island and Bandar Abbas. Press TV reported this 27 minutes ago, amid rising tensions. And finally, Amnesty International has released a report accusing both Israel and Hamas of war crimes during the recent Gaza conflict, according to Haaretz this morning. From X, the latest. AMK Mapping, a conflict analyst from New Zealand, reported just 19 minutes ago that repeated U.S. airstrikes targeted Keshem Island in the Strait of Hormuz. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted 26 minutes ago about U.S. strikes targeting IRGC positions at Deir Port in Bushehr province, indicating a new wave of attacks is underway. Eli Afriat, an Israeli journalist, noted 38 minutes ago that another wave of U.S. Air Force strikes has begun, with explosions in locations including Bandar Abbas and Harg Island. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. military strikes on Iran. JNS reports that these actions follow Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz, where commercial vessels were targeted. The United States described Iran's actions as dangerous, undermining regional stability. This escalation could further strain U.S.-Iran relations, making diplomatic negotiations more challenging. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Times of Israel details that an IDF strike resulted in 7 deaths, including non-combatants. This comes amid domestic tensions following a settler attack in the South Hebron Hills. Prime Minister Netanyahu criticized the judiciary for what he sees as a lack of action against extremist violence. The impact on the ground remains tense, with civilians caught in the crossfire. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports explosions in southern Iran, with areas like Keshem Island and Bandar Abbas seeing significant activity. This uptick in violence comes just as U.S. strikes were reported, indicating a sharp escalation in the region. The situation could destabilize the Gulf further, affecting global oil routes and regional security. Turning to business and markets. First, Rami Levy is expanding his public market empire with the addition of Kando Drones. CTech reports that the company raised 19 million shekels ahead of its stock market debut. Separately, Israel Hayom Business warns against consuming Santa olives. The health ministry found the manufacturer is unregistered, prompting a health advisory. And finally, Walla Business notes a change in property tax eligibility by the Interior Ministry. This modification will see 10-0 additional households receiving discounts, easing financial burdens for many. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.